We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some sunshine to start the day. It is cold. The coldest temperatures we're going to see all week are right now. Hope you had a good weekend. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin, Big K Morning Show. Hard to ignore, though, when you wake up this morning and you see the news of another innocent life. When you talk about innocent, nothing is more innocent than a four-year-old little girl.
Okay, so in your life, how beautiful... Larry, how magical is a four-year-old, brother? Come on, man. Seriously. It's insane. They make you melt. And I was blown away by this young man in his video. And it touched my soul. And it made me angry and disgusted and motivated to make a difference about the death of Kari, this four-year-old. A stranger to so many, but... because she's four, we all know and love her. Mulatto De Niro, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good. Tell us about this video you posted and why.
You speaking on the video I spoke on my outlash, or like speaking on the video you saw on the news?
The one that you posted on Facebook about the death of the four-year-old that was so riveting.
Well, that was really just me speaking. I felt some type of way. And before I even posted the video, I even asked people walking in and out of the store, how would they feel if they heard someone speaking about a four-year-old they don't even know, just to give their opinion and how would it look on me? And then I thought about, why am I even asking people? If I'm asking, that means it needs to be said. And I'm just like at a point where I realize no one is speaking up for anyone these days now. There's no street codes, because if there were street codes, this four-year-old baby should not be. The biggest part is this four-year-old baby sat on that floor with breathing out for air. She should not be fighting for her life, breathing out for air. Not no four-year-old baby. Last time I checked, I've never heard of a four-year-old baby in the streets beefing with other people. So it has nothing to do with this innocent soul. So I don't understand what went on with other people, but what I know that night, what happened was one person has passed away, and that one person that has passed away was a four-year-old girl who was left on the floor by a guy that went in the store that was trying to get her help, and the owner took over and called the police. I just wish that the community was strong enough to come together, and within just as fast as that happened, that person just as fast could be arrested, detained. We know who did it, and be charged. And we have a chance, fair chance, to fight in the court before it makes it worse with collateral damage.
But they're not. But they're not arrested. They're not arrested, are they?
No. How is this possible? You know this was done in front of a shot spotter? It's already bad enough that there's a shot spotter in a certain neighborhood because of what they say is high crime rock. Crime, but yet for it to be disrespectful for it to happen where there's a store, there's a school not even a block up the street filled with a lot of young children, the elementary school. Then you got everything in the community. We got Job Corps up the street. We got buses going through constantly up and down the street. So unfortunately, it was the person that was in the car with these two people, which was her daughter, But it also could have been someone just walking out of the store like that 12-year-old girl that left literally 3 minutes before the shooting occurred that was probably still walking up the street as this happened. And what if she would have got hit walking out of the store? She has nothing to do with the entire situation.
Mulatto De Niro joining us posted a compelling video saying enough is enough. In fact, you said you would rat this person out. Did you not?
I don't say rat. I said I will snitch. I will tell. Meaning, a lot of people say when you speak up on something, it's snitching. But it's only snitching if you decide to do the same type of crime with the person or understood what was going on and you allowed it to happen. Now you are a part of it. And then when it happens, you go back on your word because you created it and you told on the person, but you had something to do with it. Now, we're talking about people that are in the community that understand 4 years old, people that are innocent, godly souls out here that are innocent, has nothing to do. There should be no snitching. There should just be speak up. Oh, you heard who did that? Oh, you heard someone was speaking on blah, blah. Well, let's look into that name. The family should get it right away. The family should have the option to be able to take it to the police or take it however they want to. But at least we got the name. We know who's doing it. And people can look at it. But snitching, yeah, I will tell for that little girl. Don't let me know who the name was, because I will let everybody know who that name is, because this is, he did not care for whatever lives he took that day. When it comes down to that 4-year-old girl, I want her to be the spark to help people understand that we don't play about young children being passed away in these streets. Not in Pittsburgh, PA, not in Lincoln, Limington, for sure. And it has to change in the black community, because now it's noticing a pattern. And it's a lot more than it just being in a black community. There's a reason behind this, but that's for another day. That's for another time. Right now, I want to just speak on why are we still wondering, why is there nobody charged, yet we have all these cameras, and we have enough social media for enough people to put things together and be able to let us know who did this. I'm pretty sure people are talking names now, so hopefully arrest is made soon. But if I find out, I pray if you find out, you speak up. Make a difference. Make a difference. Start changing the way we move as a community in Pittsburgh, PA.
You're amazing, man. You're amazing. Can you hang? Can you hang for us?
Yes, sure. Okay. Sure.
It's important stuff.
Mulatto De Niro on the Big K Morning Show. Larry, Richard, Marty Griffin on this Monday. And with us, Mulatto De Niro, who is a advocate for trying to help stop and stem this gun violence, particularly youth gun violence that's happening everywhere. But when it comes to these innocent lives, including Kari, the 4-year-old that you've probably heard about, if you haven't, you will today, who was innocent bystander to a shooting in Lincoln, Leamington.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Your plea to try to get somebody to step forward, Mulatto, have you gotten any feedback yourself from anybody?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of feedback, a whole lot of feedback so far, from especially people throughout the community and not of this community that are speaking out of state to just sharing their thoughts and the way they feel about the situation. But the biggest thing for Kari, K-A-A-R-I, Thompson, the one I heard about on the news that was 4 years old, the one that was at the store that I hustled the TJ Burritos out of, the push to the community, right there every single day. The same person that passed away in that store, all we're asking for is you guys to go fund her, help her family, to help her be buried correctly, and to help her get the right lawyers that's going to help fight for this case. That's what I ask for. But the people that I have seen step forward so far are young individuals right now. People I'm hearing are going back to the family, letting them know who they think were involved and why they think it happened, and people they're telling them to look out. Look at. So I don't want to drop any of those names until people are arrested and charged. But I am hearing that maybe the police is getting some help this time from the community. And I pray that it works out. And I pray that it works out fast. There's no reason to be scared, not for no four-year-old girl that can't speak up for herself, because it could have been your child, it could have been your cousin, your niece, your grandson, your granddaughter. And you would have loved for someone in this world to just make it easier for you to – you can never get justice for a four-year-old child being passed away. But we can push her name and help it spark the next individual and these next young children that's growing up in this community to do different and do better and to make a better decision next time they choose to use gun violence. Because senseless gun violence is going to do nothing but make hurt people. And I'm tired of it happening around our children. We have a lot of people that are now scared to walk to the store, go shop in this area. I think it's such a horrible place to move around, because at any given point, someone with anger from a past situation caused collateral damage in these communities that are now being ran through by a lot of people that believe, you know what, let me stop here. I believe it's time for the people in the community to start changing the things we are listening to and the propaganda we are watching when it deals with how we deal with each other as a culture, because it's now becoming lies to us. There is no sense of justice at all using gun violence right now at this point in 2022.
Hey, I got to jump in here.
Like this, you should not have your gun.
I got to jump in here and ask you something, because you said you're willing to snitch in this case. What about the mantra, snitches get stitches and end up in ditches?
Snitches do all that. God is behind me. Ain't no snitch. It's not snitching for me technically, but to make it people pay attention and stand up, I'm saying the words you want to hear.
Right.
To most people, you guys are saying, oh, you're going to snitch for this? Yes, I'll snitch for an innocent child that I had nothing to do with, that I saw. If I saw what happened, I heard what happened, I'm going to say something and speak up, because I want to be able to embrace the next person to realize you are your own person. You can speak up. Snitches get stitches. Well, pray to God. God will watch over you. Make your moves correctly. When you do what's right, good things come your way. Sometimes somebody has to do it. And I don't live by the, if there's no street codes to live by where women and children aren't being touched and stuff like that, then I'm not living by no type of street code they claim we don't tell on each other. Well, why are we killing each other? That's the biggest thing. You talking about we're telling on each other? Well, I'd rather tell on someone before the next person get hurt. So that way we could calm down the situation of lives being taken and people that live close next to each other that are living literally in the same community. I feel like a lot of this is because people are too close to each other that hate each other. So when can we find a way to switch this hate to positive? And it's going to have to start with someone understanding. One person I'd like to speak on that has nothing to do with the situation will be Charleston White. I've heard this guy, he's a guy that speaks on a lot of stuff for people that they should just listen. From the black youth should really listen. It's the propaganda starting us to make us think we should move a certain way. This little girl needs help. If you know something, speak up. You don't have to be the one to say it, but you can pass it to the one person that don't mind telling the family, for the family to make a decision on how to get it to the police. We want justice. We want to do it the right way, because we keep doing it the wrong way, this is going to continue. This has been the 14th child under the age of 18 in Pittsburgh that has passed away. How many children do we need to keep passing away to realize we got a problem going on?
You're amazing.
We appreciate you bringing your passion to this part of the story, Milana. Thank you. And let's stay in touch.
No problem, man. I'm here. I just appreciate you guys trying to help get the message out. And yes, Mulatto De Niro will snitch for any four-year-old that passed away in these streets. So get the names out there. If you know what happened, you can send it to Mulatto De Niro, at Mulatto De Niro, and I'll put that name out to the right people so we can figure out what's going on. Because as a community, we need to begin coming together in 2022. White, black, Puerto Rican, anybody. We are a human race. We need to come together and help each other. And right now, there are communities that are in need. Our need right now, and it's stop hurting our innocent babies for pointless, senseless gun violence.
Amen.
Appreciate you, Milan. Thanks for the passion.
Have a blessed one, God.
Najee Harris, bottom of your screen. Pickett looking the other way. Throwing end zone wide open. Caught! Touchdown! Connor Hayward! And boy, is that sweet. His first NFL touchdown. The son of the late Craig Ironhead Hayward, who played for the Atlanta Falcons.
From CBS yesterday, coverage of the Steelers in Atlanta, and it was pretty emotional for the Hayward family. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Connor Hayward gets his first NFL touchdown. And his big brother, defensive captain Cam, talked about it after the game.
The story I shared was, you know, this morning me and him woke up early, and we went to my dad's grave, and, you know, it kind of hit me when he scored, and, you know, I was a complete mess. I don't like to be the soppy person, and you know, but, you know, it was one of those moments I just, you know, back home, this is where, you know, they had the Peach Bowl last year, and he got his touchdown here, and, you know, I like to think God and my dad are always working together.
Yeah, pretty amazing story, and, you know, to Cam's point, you know, he's not necessarily emotional in that way, but it's your dad. It's your brother. You're playing together. It's incredibly.
You know what, though? I go to my father's grave at the National Cemetery, and that's why I asked you to play it, and I love that you found this and you're doing it. When you lose your dad, it never goes away, ever. I talk to my dad just about every day. And when I go out there to the grave at the National Cemetery, it's a very, very, very powerful thing. So when you played that this morning, it gets right into your heart. It just does.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Ironhead Hayward played at the University of Pittsburgh in the mid to late 80s. I happened to be the producer of the Pitt broadcast then as a very young broadcaster during his four-year time, and got to know him a little bit, and he was just an unbelievable athlete, but he was great. He was funny. He was a character, man, and he became this very thoughtful and mature NFL football player whose career ended in Atlanta, number 34, and Cam wore his jersey after the game.
And they went to see him. They went to his grave.
Yeah. And then to have Connor get his first touchdown there in Atlanta. I mean, it all kind of makes sense somehow.
Now, some people don't go to their dad's grave because they can't handle it. I get that too.
Well, what's interesting, wow, you know, my parents are side by side.
Same.
Yeah. And I remember when my mom, she passed first, when they said, is there something you would like to have on the stone? I looked at my dad and said, well, what did mom always say? She said, I'm okay. She used to tell us that, you know. And so we put on her memorial, you know, the stone there.
Right.
Says, I'm okay. And then they asked my dad, who was like a little mortified because you don't want to say in advance, right? I said, well, Dad, my brother Dave said, well, what do you always say, Dad? Stay alert. So as you walk by, you see, I'm okay and stay alert. I'm sure people see that and they think, that's interesting.
Plus, with jocks, you think they're famous, they're wealthy, but at the end of the day, they're sons, right? Right? And
yeah,
they're fathers.
And by the way, you and I both have met their mother.
Oh, she's amazing.
She is an incredible woman.
Love her. Love her.
We should have her on sometime.
She's amazing.
She's really,
she's a driving force.
A passionate person. And then you can see, you know, Cam Hayward has been just an incredible leader in this town on this team.
All class.
Well, yeah. And now young Connor comes in, and yesterday was pretty magical.
All the football aside, it comes down to two brothers, graveside, crying, thinking about their father, right?
And then later that day, in that town, to have the younger brother get his first NFL touchdown from a former Pitt quarterback.
No, it's amazing.
Where his dad played.
It's beautiful.
It's pretty amazing. By the way, if you didn't hear, the Steelers won their second game in a row on the road and will host the Baltimore Ravens Sunday.
Play that clip with from Dumb and Dumber.
So.
Please.
All right. So I told Marty if the Steelers win next week.
Yes.
If they win.
Yeah.
Here's a scene from Dumb and Dumber that'll tell you all you need to know.
More like one out of a million.
I'm talking about if they win, we're going to the playoffs.
What, this weekend?
Yeah, if they beat the Ravens, I'm telling
you. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Still not too late if you want to submit your high school music program. We will feature those Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and you can do that by going to kdkradio.com as part of our hometown holiday programming. Marty, you played the clarinet, you said.
Yeah. Scarred me for life.
What do you mean it scarred you for life?
No, I hated it.
What do you mean?
Which part of that's confusing? I'll explain what hate is. I hated it.
I want to know what love is.
How about the old lady who called and said I swore?
Oh, yeah. So we got a call from a very concerned citizen. Mm. She wanted to talk to me and actually management.
Yeah.
And I asked her if I could help her.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, Marty's got to stop swearing. And I said, what did he say?
Because said hell.
You used the word hell.
It's not swearing. Hell is a place and a state of mind.
Hell's not swearing?
No, it's not.
Couldn't
hell
you
is
have
a
said,
place and a state of mind.
H-E-L double hockey sticks?
Come on, man. What gets me sideways is everything we do here, what we do for people, how we move the ball, how we make people laugh and cry. We raise millions of dollars. The best she can do is, Marty said hell today. That's what gives me a rash about people in general.
Marty said, but I didn't know what she was going to say when you said.
I said hell.
It's okay. Not even one of the seven words
Come
you
on,
can't
man.
Say.
Come on, man.
In broadcasting.
Come on.
Speaking of what people say, did you hear what former President Donald Trump said over the weekend?
Yes, I did.
I'm Tom Foti. Ex-President Donald Trump still wants the last election overturned, and in a social media post this weekend suggests suspending parts of the Constitution that prevent that.
He's saying there's an alternative to a new election. It's simply installing me, Donald Trump, as president again.
UVA professor, political analyst Larry Sabato.
What he suggests is beyond outrageous. No serious person would take this in a way that would actually produce the results that he's suggesting.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Interesting. Curious about the reaction.
I posted it.
And?
Folks agreed with him. Hundreds of them. I'm not kidding.
Agreed with which part? Suspending parts of the Constitution?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're out there, Larry. Man. That's a hell of a mess, Larry.
So, tomorrow, we'll find out who will represent Georgia as one of the Senate seats. Will it be Raphael Warnock or Herschel Walker, Democrat and Republican? And that'll be an important outcome.
Absolutely.
And then do we get a little bit of a reprieve until we get ramped up for the next presidential election? And my question is, if not Donald Trump, who is officially running, he's the only one so far of a high profile, would it be Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida?
But his post is psychotic. It is. It's deranged.
Well, it's kind of late in the game to be even suggesting that just name me as president.
It's unbelievable. Hundreds of people, I posted it. Hundreds supported it. No kidding. I'm serious, brother.
So if you don't win, then there must have been. Now, how many lawsuits were there through this process?
70. All of them dismissed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.